1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Arizona, Governor Katie Hobbs signed a bill into law repealing a Civil War-era ban on nearly all abortions. Two Republicans joined Democrats in the state Senate yesterday to pass the measure.
While I'm proud to sign this bill and provide a moment of relief for Arizonans, we still have work to do.
The law will not go into effect until 90 days after the state legislature ends its session sometime this summer.
That means unless a court steps in, the Civil War era ban could be the law of the land for days or even weeks while its repeal waits to officially become law. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
The UCLA campus opened once again to the public after police and riot gear moved in overnight to clear out anti-war protesters on campus, making more than 200 arrests. President Biden condemning the violence and hate speech at some college campuses nationwide. Volatile storms on the march targeting Oklahoma and Texas again. In Harris County, mandatory evacuations underway. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Mount Horeb School Superintendent Steve Salerno credits the community for keeping middle schoolers safe during yesterday's active shooter crisis.
Had it not been for our community stepping up to the plate to help support capital and operational referendums that allowed us to install safety measures, including vestibules, locked front doors and the like, this could have been a far worse tragedy.
Law enforcement shot and killed the shooter, who was reported to be a student at the school. The U.S. House this week passed a bill to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list. It now goes to the Senate. If the bill becomes law, Wisconsin would bring back its wolf hunting and trapping season. Wisconsin has about 1,000 wolves. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. State Representative David Steffen announces he's running for his sixth term in the Wisconsin 4th Assembly District. The Republican has represented the district since 2015. He says there's still work to be done to lower taxes and limit government. Fellow Republican incumbent Elijah Behnke was drawn into the new 4th District, but he has indicated he'll move to the 6th to seek election there. The 4th District includes Howard and Suamico in Brown County and almost all of Okano County. Green Bay officials are looking at the possibility of allowing bars and restaurants to remain open longer when the NFL draft comes to the city in April 2025. Alderman Brian Johnson submitted a proposal for the city to consider allowing a 4 a.m. closing time. The additional time would allow for transportation issues to be addressed. The ability to extend bar hours, even temporarily, rests with the state. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. One sports writer called the Bucks win in Indy Tuesday night extraordinary, especially since they did it without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. It looks like they'll have to do it again when they face the Pacers tonight in Game 6 with Dame and Giannis doubtful. Chris Middleton asked about the defensive game plan they had in Tuesday night's victory.
I thought it was great. You know, guys, you know, they were fighting. I was fighting down low. Like you said, Bees was, you know, Pat Bev, Pat Connaughton, everybody was. Brooke did a great job, you know, hanging on the perimeter at times, and I thought we played with a lot of pride on the defensive side. You know, that set the tone for us throughout the game.
Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before they face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow. The Brewers with a 7-1 win over the Rays, despite manager Pat Murphy serving a suspension. Assistant manager Ricky Weeks says the veteran players showed leadership in the clubhouse.
The talk from the vets, the talk just around the clubhouse itself, I think we were pretty good. We just wanted to come out there, you know, with a win, obviously, to get the series win right then. We did.
That's the Brewers' Ricky Weeks with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some rain and thunderstorms on the way today and tonight. Rainfall amounts quarter to a half inch possible by the time everything winds down late tonight. 58 will be the high today. Wind southeast at 15 to 25. Showers, thunderstorms 49 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
The Wisconsin Grassroots Network's 15th Annual Festival is coming Saturday, May 4th at Lawrence University in Appleton. The festival encourages networking and is an ideal place for connecting with citizens who are looking to get involved. Attendees from all over Wisconsin will meet progressive community organizations who share values such as democracy, justice, equality, and the environment. There'll be nationally recognized speakers, breakout sessions, tabling, bands, and Garrison Keillor. For more information, go online to wigrassrootsnetwork.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, recombobulation with Dan Schaefer, National Space Day, Bob Bonadour from the Planetarium, and Matinair on Air's new ornithologist. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday, that makes it Friday Eve up in here edition. Dom, if you got up this morning, as I did, and turned on the morning show on the MSNBC, you got scolded for being stupid.
Now, well, I try not to watch the morning show.
I try not to scold the listeners of the greatest radio show ever.
Yeah, you are scolding gentlemen sometimes.
Well, I occasionally scold, but I've never called our audience stupid because I would know better, Dom. But the headline, I found this one at the Daily Beast. Morning Joe scolds stupid MSC viewers who back campus protests.
That's you, Crudy.
That is me, according to Joe. MSNBC host Joe Scarborough lashed out at any of his network's viewers who may support the nationwide campus protest against the Israeli war in Gaza, telling them Thursday that they're too stupid to realize that they're helping Donald Trump win. I believe that might be the case. I believe that these protests are actually playing to Donald Trump's favor. And I still think they have every right to do it, man. Every right. Here, Rich, need your help here. Donald Trump going into court this morning. You know, not worried about his own criminal defense. He's, you know, reinvigorated from being on the trail, the campaign trail yesterday. I saw him in Waukesha. Went on to Michigan a little bit later. Got some of the coverage from our friend Patrick Marley at the Washington Post. Maybe we'll get to that in this hour, Dom. But let's forget what I was doing. Are we playing sound here, Rich?
Trump,
I think
sound, yes.
Let's play the Trump before court addressing the protest and the such. Play Trump, please.
FBI director said that he worries about the right. Now, don't worry about the right. The right's fine. Worry about the left, because this is a movement from the left. These are radical left lunatics, and they got to be stopped now.
That's the way Trump would portray it. But I played sound from what I thought was a reasonable guy named Richard from West Dallas earlier in the show today, Dom. And Richard called the January 6th, 2021, the worst insurrection ever. And his definition of worst was there was no insurrection, just a few agitators in the crowd. And poor Ashley Babbitt, you know, the martyr of the MAGA movement. So anyways, let's keep going with Trump talking about the protest. And of course, it's all Joe Biden's fault.
This is the radical left. This is a movement from the left, not from the right. The right is not your problem. Despite what, like,
despite January 6th, like to say. Despite January 6th, despite the insurrection, despite the coup attempt, despite the violence and the riots, you got to worry about the lefties. What did U.S. Senator Ron Johnson say about that time, Dom? Now, if it had been Black Lives Matter protesters marching towards the U.S. Capitol, then he would have been afraid.
Yes.
But he wasn't
racist
afraid
Ron.
When it was January 6th protesters, because they were the
well, of course.
Right
was
kind
Donald
of patriots.
Trump. The testimony, well, they're not here for me. Right? They're not here. Let them in. Let them pass the mags. Let them in. Let them in. Right? That's but to get to back to the protests and Joe Scarborough's position that if you support that, you're stupid because, you know what, it's going to go against Biden and the law and order and it's going to be Donald Trump. Well, as you mentioned, perhaps, maybe, you know, it's hard to be consistent if you're a MAGA supporter and say, well, my God, these radical leftists on campus are running wild, but
they have no problem with inconsistency, Dom. I'll just tell you.
But see, to me, I do have a problem with that, because then how can you at the same time support the hostages that have pled guilty to various crimes when they attacked the Capitol or engaged in seditious conspiracy like the Proud Boys leaders and so forth? These are also on the right. So, you know, at the end of the day, you can't worry about those kinds of things. If your position is that you're passionate about some issue and you want to protest, certainly peacefully, knock yourself out. And Joe Scarborough, I mean, if you're going to put everything in the lens of what Donald Trump will think or do, you're wasting your time. Donald Trump's going to think what
it's
Donald
not what
Trump-
Donald Trump thinks. It is what the American public thinks. And I would draw a distinction there. He doesn't give a damn about what Donald Trump says.
Donald Trump. Come on, man. This is the cult leader. It comes from the top. Listen to Rich. Listen to Karen. Listen to the folks we played yesterday. They all say the same thing. They're not coming up with that on their own. They're getting that from Donald Trump, their exalted orange leader, their cult leader. This is not them coming on my own research. This is them parroting what the guy says over and over and over again. It's exactly what Donald Trump thinks. And Donald Trump's going to say and think whatever the hell he wants anyway. The point is, you have an absolute right to go out and protest peacefully, regardless of what the political consequence may be interpreted by the orange god.
Well, Dom, you know I am down for the protest. I have been arrested for protesting. I got my and your fine counsel, Jeff Scott Olson, coming at 5:30 today to talk about the people's right to protest. I absolutely concur with that right. I stand with the ACLU. I stand with all free thinkers and First Amendment advents everywhere. But strategically, politically, what Joe Scarborough is saying may be salient. He might be making a good point, and I'll try to get to it. First and foremost, do we have more Trump on this topic? Not on nope. This topic. So let me ask you, Dom, before I jump in with more of Scarborough's opinion, because I'm a free thinker. I'm not in the cult of Scarborough or Trump or Biden or Dom. I can free think, man. I can think that we have the right to protest and that also strategically it could be harmful to Joe Biden's reelection. I think both things could be true. And I will point out that the Black Lives Matter movement certainly did not benefit the Democratic cause. Defund the police did not benefit the Democratic cause. May have been great for social justice, bad for Democratic strategery and politics. It's not helping them at the ballot box to have these protests going on.
I mean, Donald Trump, after Black Lives Matter, Donald Trump is lost. Republicans have lost lots of places over and over again. So, I hear what you're saying. I don't think there's a through line to it. Guys like Donald Trump and the political class and the cult leader that he is, they're going to say these things regardless of whether or not they're true. You know, if there were peaceful protesters camping out and they weren't fighting each other, you know, pro-Israel and pull Pence. If everyone was kumbaya, but they had an issue, they're just, Trump would be saying the same thing. It's irrelevant, dude. It's like saying, oh, can't have Bernie Sanders because he's going to be called a socialist. Yeah, well, so is everybody else against Donald Trump's going to be called a socialist. It doesn't matter whether or not it's true or not, whether there's facts behind it. The cult members will repeat what he says. So you can't go around trying to figure out, dance one way or the other to see how, you know, the right's going to react to it, man. You can't live like that.
I think you're completely missing the point. It is not the right's opinion that matters in this case. It's independents and even Democrats, because you still have to turn out the base. I don't think anybody thinks Joe Biden or my opinion on protests on campus are going to persuade any of the MAGA faithful. Dom, they're all turning out. I saw them yesterday. They're highly enthused. They don't need more gasoline on the fire to go out and vote for Trump this fall.
Joe Scarborough's not going to go vote because he doesn't like the protest. What are you saying then? Guys like Joe's not going to vote for Biden. Guys like you aren't going to vote for Biden. Certainly. The independents, they're going to, what, not vote for Biden because individuals on private or public campuses, students are protesting whatever they're protesting. That's a reflection on Joe Biden. I think you might be able to say that and sell that to the mega faithful, but any free thinker, any independent person of sound mind would say, well, no, that's really not Joe's area. Now, Joe did address it today. We have some sound. We'll get to it maybe next hour. But
Joe Biden, you're talking about, Joe Scarborough.
President Joe Biden did address this today. So, no, I think Scarborough's way off on this.
Well, let me try to make some of the point. We haven't actually started the article, so I'm not sure how you're so clear. On top of that, the morning
joke. The audience stupid. I'm pretty clear on what he said. You said it. Did he call people who support them stupid? That's what he said. I take objection to that.
On top of that, the morning joke co-anchor also urged the channel's protest backing audience to change to another channel if they can't figure out the demonstrators are hurting President Joe Biden's re-election chances. Over the past 2 weeks, pro-Palestinian demonstrations urging colleges to divest from Israel have rocked campuses across the country, resulting in nearly 2,000 people being arrested. Tensions have only increased in recent days, with police clearing out encampments and occupied buildings, while pro-Israel counter-protesters have violently attacked anti-war demonstrators. Meanwhile, critics, including the White House, and we do have sound from Joe Biden, we'll play next hour, have accused the protesters of being anti-Semitic and threatening Jewish students, resulting in the House of Representatives passing a bipartisan, don't include Marjorie Taylor Greene in that though, anti-Semitism awareness bill this week, Dom, aimed at universities. Both Democratic and GOP lawmakers who voted against the bill claim it infringes on free speech. Well, that wasn't MTG's complaint. During Thursday's broadcast of the Morning Joe, Scarborough, who regularly consults Biden, a loyal viewer, worried that the recent footage of student protesters clashing with police officers would conjure up imagery of the Vietnam War protest, blaming those demonstrations for Richard Nixon's election in 1968. I'm not saying the Vietnam War was just war. It was not just war. I can tell you the riots on college campuses, the riots at the Chicago Convention in 68, all those things moved my family from being Democrats their entire life to being Republicans, the former GOP congressman said. I remember I was young and I remember my parents asking, what in the world is going on in our country? Of course, you know, they raised the Great Depression in the rural Georgia. Kind of hard for them to hear rich kids on campus of Harvard or taking over the campuses at Columbia, Scarborough continued. By the way, if you're offended by this, please, I'm trying to help you. I don't want Donald Trump to get elected, says Joe Scarborough. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. I do not want Donald Trump to get elected either, nor do I want a stupid audience. I know you're not that. You're not currently watching Joe Scarborough on MSNBC.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocate.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to go to the line shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to get a little more of the opinion of Morning Joe Scarborough out there. Morning Joe thinks the protest supportive viewers of MSNBC are stupid because they're costing Joe Biden re-election. Here's his specific quote. I'm trying to help you. If you're too stupid to figure that out, you can change to another channel. That's Joe Scarborough. You keep it on whatever channel you're listening to with the Devil's Advocates. As Scarborough continues, because we're sorting through this as a country, and this is not helping. This is not helping the people of Gaza, and this is not helping those of us who want to fight fascism in America. Now, turning to Morning Joe regular Richard Haass, a foreign policy expert, and someone else Biden regularly listens to, Scarborough said that the seeds were planted in 1968 for Ronald Reagan's election years later. There's a reason that Reagan won with a lot of young voters in 1980. He stated, this is the reason the Reagan Revolution took place. Scarborough lectured anti-war protesters on the correct way to demonstrate, name-checking Martin Luther King Jr. in the process. There are ways to do this to help the cause without aiding the worst elements in American politics, he added. Now, piggybacking on Scarborough's anti-protest sentiment, Morning Joe regular Daddy Deutsch, you know the Deutsch, reiterated that demonstrations were killing Biden's re-election prospects. Pardon me. These protesters are going to hand the election to Donald Trump. We're going to have fascism as a result of these protesters. Joe Biden, you need to step up right now. And I would point out, shortly after the Morning Joe went off the air today, Joe Biden did step up to the microphone, address the nation on this very topic. And we'll get there in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll play you Joe's sound. We'll bring you our fine attorney, Jeff Scott Olson, who helped represent us during our trial periods, Dom, when we were arrested for being a simple protester.
Joe Scarborough thinks that Reagan was elected because of Vietnam protests. That's his straight line.
Well, it's a little bit of a crooked line, but perhaps the pardons extended by Carter. I mean, he doesn't nuance the topic, but he did make the statement.
You never know what would or could have been, right? But maybe if we didn't have the upheaval that we had, we'd have been in Vietnam longer. You know what I'm saying? You can't go back and say, well, you never should do that. Number one, always, if you want to protest, Anytime things get out of hand, it's always out of hand. I get that. I mean, look what happened to riots when MLK was shot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you talk about extending the Vietnam War. You mean like specifically Richard Nixon did?
Right.
They had secret negotiations. They extended the war for political reasons. Ronald Reagan effectively extended the stay of the American hostages in Iran for political reasons. So these are not the shining examples of republicanism at their best.
Certainly. But did you're telling me that the protest of the political Vietnam War that it was, that and Nixon's even extension of it, that all the resulting, according to Joe Scarborough, the Republican presidents that came from that were because of that? I'm not buying that.
Well, I think he's saying the American people pushed back against the concept of the protest. They don't like chaos on the streets. They don't like blood on the streets of Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they're fine with it in D.C.? I'm sorry, man. I'm not buying it. So what? They're not going to vote for Joe Biden because they don't like protests and blood on the street. But what? They're going to go and turn and vote for what? The guy who orchestrated the coup and attack on the Capitol? That's where they're going to go? I don't know, dude. That's not going to happen. And at the end of the day, history has shown that those protests and people, in my opinion, were absolutely correct.
844-967-2789 doesn't mean that the Iran hostage crisis, and I would say that was extended by Reagan's negotiation clandestinely. I think it was illegal for him to do so.
Yes, I concur.
And I would say that it feels very similar to me, the discontent of the nation, such as the protest of what's happening in Gaza. It gives this underlying sense of discontent. America's in chaos. Nobody's happy. That, I think, is what he's speaking to. 844-967-2789. Our pal, Chris from Sun Prairie, been far too long, sister. Welcome back. What do you got for us?
It has.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, well, it's a lot going on. I just wanted to say, I hear some saying that people are not going to vote for President Biden because of the protests being shut down. That may be true, but people are not going to vote for President Biden because they are having their funds used for genocide in Palestine. I don't know if you've seen any of the pictures of these children, but I have. And once you see them, I've seen the Israeli children too, and once you see these things, you can't unsee them. And I suggest that anybody that supports either side of a war goes and looks at the children. And then they decide whether or not our money should be going to bomb, kill kids, or maybe whether we should start giving people medical aid and food and housing. Because this is not the right road for the world, not just Palestine and Israel. But I think President Biden should really consider this, because I do know a lot of people will not have the conscience to vote for him. I really have a dilemma with this right now myself. I do not want Trump as president. I know that having him as president is worse than Biden, but I have to say, being involved in a genocide is something I don't know if I can live with.
No, you make a great point, Chris. What about the Israelis' right to take retribution after October 6th, I guess it was? Maybe it's the 7th, okay. But after what Hamas did, 1,200 dead Israelis.
Retribution do they need? I mean, we've killed millions of people in retribution. You know, retribution does not do anything but kill more people and create more terrorists. This has to end somewhere. The only way we're ever going to have peace is for everybody to decide that we're going to have peace. And the only way we're going to keep it is for everybody to keep deciding on an individual basis that we're going to have peace. That's it.
Chris, real quick.
We just have to all decide.
We're almost out of time here. What do you think about the breaking up of the encampment on the UW campus yesterday?
I think it's a disgrace. I think it's a disgrace. I think it's totally against the Wisconsin idea. We've lost most of that. I think our democracy is a joke. I really don't believe we have one anymore. I think we've already lost it. And I think people better wake up and start learning some of their history.
You ain't woke unless and until you know history. Chris, appreciate your call. More devils.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak will start a second passenger train route between St. Paul and Chicago later this month. The Borealis trains begin service on the 21st. The new trains follow the current Empire Builder route between St. Paul and Milwaukee and the Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. There'll be 8 stops in Wisconsin. Donald Trump telling a Waukesha rally Wednesday he supports the law enforcement crackdown on the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at UW-Madison.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Police say 34 people were arrested, but only 4 of them went to jail. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Environmentalists and apiary enthusiasts say allowing access to dandelions and early blooming plants during No-Mow May helps pollinators coming out of hibernation. But there's an even better option.
You can still cut your lawn, but throughout the whole year, plant native plants, decorative plants if you want, early blooming, mid blooming, late blooming. So that way the pollinators have something to feed on year round.
Wayne Stiegelman says native blooming plants provide sustainable habitat for pollinators. Elijah Behnke has announced he'll run for the 6th Assembly District seat through a social media post this week. Behnke of Oconto was originally drawn into the 4th Assembly District with fellow Republican David Steffen of Green Bay. However, he has since moved and will run in Assembly District 6 against GOP incumbent Peter Schmidt of Bonne Duelle. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's a Schwab emendation about a truly great American. He can juggle, play the banjo, and has made you laugh with stand-up comedy or movies over his long career. I'm talking about, of course, Steve Martin, and highly recommend Apple TV's Steve Martin, a documentary in 2 pieces. It covers Martin's obsession with TV comedy idols as a child all the way through his mega fame as an actor. It's definitely worth a look. So what do you do when you've had multiple sexual assault allegations thrown at you? You put your hair in a man bun and get baptized in the River Thames. At least that's what Russell Brand did. Brand was accused last September of assaulting 4 women over the course of 7 years between 2006 and 2013. The New York Post reports that the 48-year-old father of 3 and former husband to Katy Perry says he is learning from his mistakes and happy to be surrendered to Christ, which, let's be honest, takes less guts than surrendering to authorities. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some rain and thunderstorms on the way today and tonight. Rainfall amounts 1/4 to 1/2 inch possible by the time everything winds down late tonight. 58 will be the high today. Wind southeast at 15 to 25. Showers, thunderstorms 49 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in 2 different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin rapper Matt Harper, who will perform in studio, and then comedian, comedy teacher, and screenwriter Rich Williams joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, talking to you, our fair audience, 844-967-2789. I also have been checking the text line. Lots of texts today, Dom. I'm going to read a few that are mostly negative about you. No, Dom. People look at the protest and say both sides do it and choose to disengage, not vote. So saith Luke from the South Side, texting in. Here's another one. Ross from Crawford County says, Chris, our most recent caller, needs to look up the definition of genocide. What's happening in Gaza is ugly. You could say the term of murder of innocents, but it ain't genocide. When will it be? When they're all dead?
Well,
then is it an accurate?
The dictionary says genocide is the deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with an aim of destroying that nation or group.
I thought that's exactly what Bibi Netanyahu had in mind. The utter destruction of Hamas, the Palestinians. I mean, well, he ain't stopping.
From the Palestinians.
Yeah, but I don't think that they draw that distinction, at least when you talk about Bibi Netanyahu. There's been a lot of bombs
certainly don't draw the distinction.
Let me keep reading here, and then we'll get back to the phones. Here's one more from the WMDX line. Pretty sure anyone calling for the murder of others based upon religion, sexual orientation, gender identity is out of bounds for my support. I think those are people suggesting the pro-Palestinians. Because what? They're Islamic? And their Islamic faith wouldn't be down for a lot of those things? Well, neither would most Republicans in this nation. I'm just saying. 844-967-2789. I see a friend on hold. Our pal, Earl Ingram, man. How you been, Earl?
Hey, Earl.
I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing fine. I was in the middle of doing some chores around the house. And
looking for a reason to get away from them, and you called us, Earl. Let us help you play hooky.
I heard Crudy talking about what Joe Scarborough said. Well, yeah. You know, Joe Scarborough is still a conservative. And the only reason that Joe Scarborough has had a change of heart is because of Donald Trump and the fact that Donald Trump attacked him and his wife and called him a bunch of dirty names and accused him of murder and all sorts of things. So what Joe Scarborough
You think Scarborough took that personally?
So what Scarborough says as far as, you know, Joe Biden having to apologize. Number one, I agree totally with Dominic and Chris. You can't, what has happened is they have changed the whole subject of why these people are protesting in the first place. 34,000 and counting Palestinians have been killed. Yeah, I know 1,700 Jewish people were killed. Should have never happened. But the value of each human being's life should be equal. You can't say, well, they killed 1,700 of us. We're going to kill 50,000 of them because they killed 1,700 of us. That's not right. And that's kind of what's taking place here. So
come on, Earl. We killed nearly half a million or more Iraqis predicated on a lie because of 9/11.
The American people, for the most part, don't know that. That hasn't been written where the average American knows that we kill half a million Iraqis. But what these people are talking about and what those students are doing, they have a right to do. If it wasn't for the protests of the civil rights and the Vietnam War, those things would have eventually come to an end, but they were expedited because of those protests. And to tell students that they don't know what they're doing, I think is absolutely wrong in this country. And people should say something about it, and they shouldn't be forced to acquiesce because people are saying they're anti-Semitic. Those students aren't anti-Semitic.
Well, I agree with everything you've said. But let's play devil's advocate for just a minute. Let me take Joe Scarborough's position. Protests can be completely merited. And I agree with you, Earl. They are. I think people, And I've never been a protester per se, but I appreciate others that put their asses on the line to strongly protest something. But Earl, strategically, in a political year, this is probably not for the benefit of Joe Biden's reelective campaign. And the point Scarborough made is, you know, by supporting this quote unquote chaos, as many would describe it, lawlessness, as Fox News is calling it every day. And hell, we've got people like Tony Evers apparently agreeing with that notion. Well, Earl, could that be politically a loser for the Democratic Party? That is the concern Scarborough was expressing.
So, Crudy, the people who are protesting don't give a rip about the political aspects of this.
Then why protest? They're trying to move Biden's presidency. They're trying to change foreign policy on behalf of the nation. You don't believe that?
They're concerned about justice and the fact that women and children and people are starving. It's bigger than politics. And so the only people who see it from the political aspect of it are the people who don't see it from the moral aspect of it. And those people who are protesting are protesting from the moral aspect of it.
You are a moral guy, Earl. I've always appreciated that about you.
Well, am I wrong?
No, dude, I'm absolutely with you. And again, it gets kind of lost in the conversation when you see the conflict on the television. I mean, it's not just, it's also about divesting, you know, the our efforts and our money from all the way from our foreign aid to university money that profit and thrive and make money off of war. And yes, a lot of people have an issue with that. Yes, there's agitators. That's always going to be a thing. But I think you're right on, Earl. I mean, if someone's making a moral stand on an issue, it doesn't really matter whether or not someone's going to attribute that stand to, rightly or wrongly, to a political candidate. I mean, it's very short-sighted.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know you got many other people, but I just had to keep on doing what you're doing, man. I'm enjoying the conversation.
Well, thank you. I love you, man. Appreciate it.
You can
844-967-2789.
You can enjoy Earl's conversations weekday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. on WAUK 540 a.m., The Beast of the East. Give him a listen. He's a moral guy. I always like that Earl is all about right and wrong. I love that about Earl. I look in the mirror and I try to hold myself to be half as good a man. And I mean this in sincerity as a guy like Earl Ingram is. Because he is a moral human being. He leads with character. And so few of us do. At least you, Dom.
You are a character. Thanks again, Earl. 844-967-2789. Sam from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Sam. What do you got for us?
Appreciate your patience. Welcome, Sam.
It's hard to follow up Earl Ingram.
Yeah. No doubt.
I guess small tidbit, but it's all about all this. I think it's definitely worth worrying that Joe Biden's going to lose because people are going to be mad about Israel, particularly young people, young voters, anyone under the age of 24.
Sam, hang on one second. Just to be clear, my impression from Scarborough was that you're going to drive off the independents. You're concerned that perhaps the foreign policy of the current administration will drive away younger students, liberal students that would otherwise vote for him.
Well, hence the protest on campus, right, Sam?
Yeah, and also I'd like to say I generally don't support the pro-Palestine protest, but at the same time, it was really gross to see the police kick them out that way, and I'm not down with that. Free country, right to protest, they shouldn't have been kicked off like that. But I think it's crazy to even flirt with the idea that we should get rid of Joe Biden over Israel stuff, not saying that's exactly what they're saying we do, with the impression that Trump's going to somehow handle it better.
Like, right.
That's my 2 cents. I feel like it'd be insane to even like play with it or risk it because it's always been so close, especially in Wisconsin, the election turnout. That I feel like this whole movement, I think it's wild that this could be what decides it among many other things going on in our country and our state. But I could so see it happening. I could so see Trump winning just because Joe Biden lost enough steam over this one issue.
It is a little bit of a slow motion horror story, train wreck, man. If these protests, and I said this to Dom, if these protests lead to the re-election of Donald Trump, very scary prospects, Sam. Appreciate your
call. Agreed. And
go ahead.
Yep, that's it.
Sam, that was certainly more than 2 cents worth under Bidenomics with the inflation. That was like $92 worth of opinion, Dom. It's getting rough out there.
967-2789. Cam from Nina, you are next. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Young man, Cam, you're a young guy. What do you think about these protests, Cam?
Am I the last guy? Sam just said anyone 24 and younger, and I had to think about that for a second. I'm like, hey, why did he exclude me? And then I thought, oh, God, I'm almost 30. So I don't know about that.
You know, I'm almost 30 too, Cam.
Never trust anybody over 30.
I'm every, so close to being 30, mom, I get letters from the 21st. AARP at this point.
Well, I mean, you made me feel a little bit better. I was calling primarily because I felt like Chris's rhetoric was very dangerous and I think very irresponsible.
How so, Cam?
Well, to say that you can't in good conscience support any kind of genocide. I understand why someone doesn't want to support genocide, as most people shouldn't. But you can't possibly believe that not keeping him in office is the better of the two poisons. If you genuinely believe Biden is a poison to you, to, in your beliefs, Trump is not going to make that situation better. He's going to tell Israel to finish it.
That's the old choice between two evils, right? What is the lesser of two evils choice, Cam?
Evil to them, not me.
Well, certainly. And what does Joe always say? Don't compare me to the Almighty. Compare me to the alternative, Cam.
Yes.
Cam, appreciate your call. Always great to hear from a fellow young guy.
Yeah.
844-967-2789.
Let's keep going on. Jack, do we have time? What we got? Yeah, we got time? All right, 2 minutes. Jack from Mac, you're up. Welcome. What do you
got? Hey, Jack.
Yeah, first of all, I can't imagine anyone that would approve of either what's going on in Gaza or what happened in October in Israel. Having said that, the protesters, I strongly feel, have a right to demonstrate and to do so peacefully, and probably 95-98% of those demonstrations have been peaceful. Big thing that concerns me is the people that look at this and then start to scream genocide Joe and blame Biden for it. Biden absolutely cannot determine what a near dictator like Netanyahu, he's a Trump style dictator. In fact, very similarly to Trump, he stacked his own Supreme Court, so he would not be criminally charged.
Well, he's under criminal corruption indictments, talking about Netanyahu, similar to Trump.
Yes, that's exactly my point. But the issue is the people that are screaming that Biden is responsible for what a dictator does don't have any idea of what they're doing. They are damaging to Joe Biden's reelection chances, and that's a real serious danger. I don't have a problem with them protesting what's happening in Gaza. I do have a problem with them blaming Joe Biden for it. He's not responsible.
Appreciate that, Jack. Quick thought. My young son, the Eye of the Tiger is for you, Caden, with your pink eye. But I talked to him. He said on campus, he's a college kid. I just picked him up this morning. He said some of his Democratic friends are stating they're worried about Joe getting us into World War III. Democratic friends, more devils.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're going to go back to the line shortly. Be patient. We appreciate you joining the political party at 844. 967-2789.
Dom, I've got an update, 21 minutes old, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on this topic. Students from Shorewood High School marched to the University of Wisconsin Milwaukee encampment as the student movement grows. Now, someone on the text line pointed out, we're about to hit summer, and it's going to be a chaotic summer if these protests are going on and the kids aren't encumbered by going to school, etc. It could blow up this summer, talking about these protests, the number of participants, because the kids are off for summer soon. Cheers went up at the University of Wisconsin Milwaukee encampment for Palestine on Thursday when about 75 Shorewood High School students marched onto the grounds after leaving school midday. For Gaza, we must fight, the students chanted as they entered the campus, having walked from the high school about a mile away. Students of the world unite. Following mounting protests by college students nationwide against the Israeli violence in Gaza, more high school students are also finding their place in movements calling on U.S. institutions to divest from Israel. Now, we did this 40 years ago in Madison with apartheid. People camped in the Capitol. People made protest efforts to try and force the UW to divest from South Africa because of their apartheid policies.
And were people worried that was going to impact the Democratic candidate for president at the time? And did it?
It was 1982, and Fritz Mondale did not do so well in 1984, I would just point out to you, Dom.
And is that because of apartheid disinvestment? I doubt it.
Is it because of all the fine policies of Ronald Reagan? I doubt it. The Shorewood students aren't the first high school students to visit the encampment. Students from across Milwaukee have been spending time there and participating in related protests. Everywhere in the state, high school students in Madison marched on Thursday at the Capitol, and Stevens Point area senior high students walked out of classes Friday. For the younger generation, they've been more awake, said Ahmad Bodwin, a senior from Salem High School in Milwaukee, who was at the encampment in Milwaukee. You could see awareness by everybody. It's not just Muslims anymore. Shorewood High School senior Sam Diliberti said students have trailblazed important movements throughout our history, such as the Howard University student sit-ins, anti-Vietnam War protest, and movement to divest from South African apartheid. Here's his quote. As students, we are of the most advantageous position possible to spread awareness and action on this issue, both to our fellow students and to those we target with our demands. Dom, I've heard some very butthurt that these protesters would have demands. And the divestment from Israel somehow bothers a lot of people. I've even heard it on the airwaves today. Well, how dare we divest from investment in Israel?
Right. What?
Why is that a problem? Was it a problem when we asked to divest from South Africa? Well, apparently for some of these conservatives, that would have been a problem too. 844-967-2789. New name on the board, Jim from the town of Burke. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us today?
Hello, Jim. Hey, guys. Whenever I think of this whole issue, I think of 1993 with Yasser Arafat and Yitzhak Rabin, and Yasser sits there and looks at it, you know, the accords, Oslo Accord, and says, oh, it's over. And he walks away and didn't sign it. You know, the problem is from the river to the sea, the whole idea about Palestine wanting to get rid of Israel. Nobody knows about all this history. The kids want to get up and make demands, like you say. Oh, my God. It's going on and on and on.
Tim, could these, pardon me, Jim, could the kids perhaps be aware of history or even completely blissfully ignorant of history and still have a valid point to protest?
Well, no, they can protest, but they went home last night. They knew they didn't have to, they weren't going to stay overnight. That's illegal on the library mall. They went home, but they came back.
Would it have been a big deal if they stayed, Jim? I remember thousands staying in the Wisconsin State Capitol during the uprising.
It's a police needle. And there's no point in doing that. They don't know the whole history of this. And it's just heartbreaking all around. They call it Israel the genocidal, you know, state. So is Palestine. And you got to be pro-Israel and pro-Palestine. I just have no answers. I'm just saying I'm sick of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jim, do you think the protests are?
I just so sick of it, I can't take it. Yeah.
Jim,
Jim,
final thought. Do you think the protests are politically a negative for Joe Biden in this election year?
They shouldn't be. Someone's got to come out and explain. Joe is being, you know, he's just being run into the ground for no reason. It's not our war. We can't do that. He's not the first. It's going on for years, you know, decades and decades. There's nothing he can do about it.
Well, I would say millennium. Jim, really appreciate your contribution. We're going to have the sound of what President Joe Biden had to say today, earlier today, on the topic of student protest. Also coming up in the 5 o'clock Happy Hour, I'm going to be joined here in Madison by Jeff Scott Olson, a First Amendment attorney. Now, I've always sided with the right to protest. You know, I don't always get up there and protest, but I think others have the right to do so.
Absolutely.
And I am very concerned about the actions of Mnuchin. She basically, from the reporting I've seen, admitted it was her call. She's the one that closed down the encampment on the library mall. And when I hear trespassing being described as criminal behavior, you know, if they go shut down the Capitol building, maybe. But if they're camping on the mall, is that really trespassing? I remember the song, Science, Science Everywhere, Science. I scream at your science. I'll camp here if I want to. More Devil's Advocates. The right to protest in a happier, happy hour.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, everybody, join us next time live from the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, for the premiere of When Rubber Hits the Road. One of the filmmakers, BJ Hollers, and more. Join us.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the Maggie
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.